Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah reish tes, the isser of mishkav zachar, mitzvah 209. Says the Torah, as we started off yesterday, all of the arayas, now we're towards the end of the arayas yesterday, we have molech, and today we have mishkav zachar, the isser of a man and a man having some type of sexual relationship, and then the next two after this are the two mishkav behema isurim. Just one hosafa on yesterday going over to today's mitzvah. Yesterday I mentioned the three different pshatim, exactly what is the connection, and why molech is put in the middle. You have all of the arayas, then you have the isra of molech, and then you have the mishkav zarcha and the mishkav behema. So we mentioned from the Motzi Shalal Rav, and we mentioned from Rav Sarutskin, we mentioned others, but maybe one could suggest one other point, and that is, if one thinks of all of the arayas up until molech, all of those are, kemat, all of them are man-woman halachas, which create mamzeris, create the tzchai v'kris, which create mamzeris. So that is somewhat of a spiritual destruction of the child. Molech, then, according to some Rishonim, is a physical destruction of the child. And now we come to Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Behema, where we don't even let the child be born. So maybe that's the flow of the spiritual destruction, the physical destruction, and the not even letting the child come into existence. Those are the three ideas that are being mentioned here. Okay, so let's get to today's Isser, and that is, just give me an Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch, sorry. Says the Pasuk in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chavbeis, V'yez Zachar lo sishkav mishkevei isha to'evahi. A man cannot lie as he would with a woman, but with a man, to'evahi, it is a to'eva, usually translated as an abomination. Abomination. So let's get into this Isser right now. Says the Chinuch. Shalavu al Zacharim. Shalavu al Zacharim. Shneemar veZachar l'shkav mishkevei isha to'evahi. So there's a lot of discussion related to this word of to'eva. Mishkav Zachar is called a to'eva, and therefore it's unique in the way that the Torah relates to it. So the first point to mention is that there are five other averas that the Torah also calls to'eva. Five other averes. Most of them are in, all of them actually are in Dvarim besides this one. If you look in Perek Zayin, go in order. Perek Zayin, Pasach Avdalin and Chafei and Chavav, Avodah Zara. Psile Elohim Tesrefun Be'esh, you have to burn and destroy all the Avodah Zara. Velo Savi So'eva El Be'secha. Va'yisachem Kamoa. You cannot bring it into your house. So Avodah Zara is called To'eva in Perek Zayin of Akev. Then we have, a little bit later on, in Parshas Re'eh, eating non-kosher. Lo sochal kol to'eva. In Perek Yudalad. Zosav eim asher tochlu v'chulu. So the word to'eva related to eating non-kosher. Next, in Parshas Kisei, there are two of them. First, the isser of machzer grushaso after a woman remarried. If a man divorces his wife, as long as he's not a kohen, he's allowed to remarry the woman if she didn't marry somebody in between. But if she did marry somebody in between, that's an avera. Lo yuchal bala harishon asher shilcha lashuv lekachta lios lo liisha acharei asher hu tama'a ki to'eva hi lefnei Hashem. It's a to'eva. V'losachti es haaretz. And then, continuing, a little bit later on in Parshas Kiseitze, dishonest in business. Even Shlema Vatzedek Yeloch, Eifa Shlema Vatzedek, you have to be honest, keep honest weights and measures. Ki so'avas Hashem Elokecha kol ose eile, kol ose avel. So being dishonest in business is also called to'eva. So we have Macholos Asuros, and we have Avodah Zarah, and dishonesty in business, Machzer Grushaso. I think those are four. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the fifth. This is the fifth one, to'eva. But it's interesting, if you look at each of them, and this is pointed out here also by the Isra Mishkav Zachar, the person is not called to'eva. By each one, the word to'eva is describing something. By Avodah Zarah, it's describing the Avodah Zarah. Don't bring the to'eva into your house. So by Avodah Zarah, the word to'eva is describing the Avodah Zarah. By Macholos Asuros, it's describing the food. Lo sochal kol to'eva. So to'eva is going on the food. By our mitzvah, Mishkav Zachar, and by Machzer Grushaso, it's the act that's called to'eva. Right? What does it say in our mitzvah? Ve'zachar lo sishka mishkevei isha, do not do this act, to'eva hi. It is a to'eva. It's going on the act, as well as Machzer Grushaso. Ki to'eva hi lefnei Hashem. Fascinatingly, only by the isser of dishonesty in business is the simple pshat of the pasuk talking about the person. What does the pasuk say? Rakip do lo yilach beischa eva veeva gadol v'ktana v'chulu ki soavas Hashem alokecha kol osei eile. Tovas Hashem, whoever does this. So the only person, it seems, in the Torah, the only Avera that the person himself or herself is labeled as a Toeva, is dishonesty in business. Shows the basic nature of keeping an honest honest business. That's the first question we're asked. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Nasadav Adhata Be'emuna. The first question of the after 120. That's the before Asakta, before Kavati Itim LaTorah and Asakta Be'er Yevarivya. The first question is business, right? So maybe that's already alluded to in this pasuk that the five averis that Toeva is used. Only by that one of dishonesty of business does it seem like the person is described as an abomination, but by all the others, and specifically here, the person is not called a Toeva. The act is called a Toeva, and that's going to be crucial in terms of how we view someone, or Rahman al-Islam, is involved in this type of behavior. Okay, so that's point number one. Let's continue. Because of our Rambam Zechorna Levracha, the Rambam says, "V'nechpal zehalah bezeh inyan basmum b'makom acher." Says the Rambam, this Isser is mentioned twice. It's mentioned here by Mishkav Zachar, that's explicit. And then there's another time when it's mentioned, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says later on, "D'chsiv v'lo yi'a kadesh b'bnei Yisrael." One shall not be a kadesh. Kadesh, right? Kedusha and kadesha are opposites. Kedusha, which is holiness, and kadesha, which is promiscuity. Right, those are opposites. That's why it's so close. Same letters. Just question how you pronounce them. That's halachically and hashkafically a very important lesson. But the Rambam understands that pasuk, and later on in Devarim Chav Gimel, as referring to Mishkav Zachar. Rov Rishonim do not assume that pasuk is about Mishkav Zachar. For example, the Ramban, right? The Chinuch quotes it right here. Nireh, ki lo hiskim arav zachronim levracha, bekanim asher tirgim unkelis. What unkelis says there and what the Ramban agrees with is very different. That Avera of Kedesha is Shetir game. V'lo Yisav Gavra Mibnei Yisrael Itza Amma. Marrying a Amma, right, a non-Jewish woman. That's what that Isser says according to the Ramban. Losia Kedesha Mibnei Yisrael says the Ramban there, quoting the Unkelis, V'yirali Shekein Das Unkelis. He continues, but says the important point for us now is that the Chinuch is pointing out that other Rishonim do not understand that other pasuk as talking about Mishkav Zachar like the Rambam does, but rather about Shivcha According to the Rambam, it's another example where there's two times the Torah says something for emphasis, but not adding anything on. Just like we have many times in the Torah, averus that are repeated, the Isser of Dam and the Isser of Avodah Zarah and other Isserim that the Rambam gives examples of, is for emphasis, but not really to add any halachic factor. Then he says, "Varisi the Ramban Zachron Levracha Shleiskim Gam Hu Belav Azem Targum." The Ramban, he quoted the Targum. I misspoke before. It's not that the Ramban exactly agrees with him. He quotes him, but he adds on to him. Avol Yomar Kilav Delo Yekadesh Yavol Azir Shlo Naniach Lios Beinenu Amakodesh Kadesh Vo Isha Muzuman Lios Nishkav Mezacharim Ki Adua Mehem Barsos Yishmaelim. There can't be a male zona. That's the Isser according to the Ramban. A male or a female. But the Ramban says that's what this Isser is referring to. Why is the Chinuch talking about this here? Because the Rambam over there doesn't quote it. Remember, the Chinuch follows the Rambam's counting. So there's not going to be a separate Isser of Lo Yeh Kadesh in Parshas Kiseitse. Because it's right here. The Rambam says it's Mishkav Zachar. It's today's. That's why the Chinuch feels the need to talk about this here. This Pasuk of Lo Yeh Kadesh, different Isserim according to the Ramban and according to the Rambam. Skip a couple of paragraphs. Says the Sefer HaChinuch later on, Nimsa Lefid Varenu Kipir Shematagim Emes. I agree. And everyone agrees to the Targum. It's just not learned out from that Isser. Ki Yesh B'Shiv Chalaf. And Roshalom Meidem Osam Yimakom Acher. But there are different sources. There's not, might not be any machlokas here in terms of halacha, just in terms of how you understand the psukim. Learn it from a different place. This, the Lo Yeh Kadesh, though, will be an added isser in the Ramban's list that he adds onto the Rambam at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why is it all important at all to know what's the pasuk, what's the isser? So the Menchas Chinuch Aleph quotes what he always does, and that is Hasra'ah. When one gives Hasra'ah, according to some Rishonim, one has to quote the correct pasuk. V'nafgamina b'hakefal halavi k'moshu kasafti le'el, b'pirish Rashi Shuas Tavchav. That's his favorite Rashi in Shavuos. Rashi Shuas Tavchav says, when you give asra, you have to quote the pasuk. So says the Menachas Chinuch. According to the Rambam, either pasuk for Mishkav Zachar would work. Because they're both telling me about Mishkav Zachar, so either one would be okay. Im kei b'macham shenech p'lu alaviko k'gon kan, im masrim bo mishum lo yekadish, gam kin avi asra is good enough. Hein emes, he says, the Rambam himself doesn't say like Rashi in Shavuos Tavchav. The Rambam just says you have to tell him it's wrong and tell him the Avera, but even the Rambam would agree that if you quote the wrong pasuk, that it's not a good hasra. You might not have to quote the pasuk at all, but if you quote the wrong pasuk, become welcome. If Israel be'ez aveir mishum lav acher ein hasra kivan sheyadash emes ain't okay. The guy knows that it's not true, so that he thinks you're just fooling around with him. Okay, lo pirish meha aveir v'nid maloshem afliga b'dvar. So the Smith Chasidich says this whole discussion of psukim is important in the world of hasra. Let us continue. Says the Rambam, quoted by the Chinuch in the next paragraph now, where we're up to. V'zeh l'shono shekasa b'zehu inyan, v'zeh adas, this is the quote of the Rambam. V'zeh adas ho amiti shezeh alav nechba l'chizuk. This lav of Mishkav Zachar is doubled in the Torah for emphasis. Lo sheyi asar l'nishkav, shemei omro lo tishachim nyoman asar l'shochev inishkav. Don't think that you need two separate psukim, one for the active party and one for the passive party. That's not why you have two psukim here, says the Rambam. Each pasuk, or pasuk by itself, is enough to include active and passive. Both participants in the act of Mishkav Zachar are included in this act. This is the Araisa. We mentioned this already in the early Arayis mitzvahs. The Gemara b'Sanhedrin is Bayer Shabbi Shmuel who sheyasim lo yekadesh asar l'nishkav uladaito abala zachar vehevi zachar lo bidiach as chayiv shtayim. Right, so it's really learned out from one pasuk. So that's not why the second pasuk is just there for emphasis. Okay, now let's get to the Shorash HaMitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch Mishorash HaMitzvah. Lefi Shehashem Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Yishuv Olamo Asher Bara. Hashem is interested in populating the world. V'lachein Tziva Labal Yashchisu Zaram B'Mishkafei HaZacharim. Therefore he commanded that there shouldn't be a relationship between a Zachar and a Zachar, because that's not going to lead to any children. That's just going to be mashchis zera. Ki hu be'emes hashchasa she'ein b'davar to'eles pri v'lo mitzvahs ona. Right, there's nothing good coming from the zera in this relationship. Milvad, besides the fact, she'inyin oso tina v'nimas u'mechuar hu ma'od be'enei kol bal seichel. Besides the fact that in any logical thinking person, says the chinuch, it is an act that is disgusting, nimas u'mechuar. V'ha'isha nivra lavod baro, and the man that's created to serve God, lo ro'i lehisnavel b'masa mechuarim ke'elu. It's not appropriate for a man to be involved in these types of activities, right? And this is quoted, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Chaf, whereas the Arayas are related as well, but this is, the Chinuch clearly relates the Isra Mishkav Zachar to Hashchas HaZera. As we know, one of the most heinous crimes that are described in Chazal, Hashchas HaZera Levatala. So that is the Chinuch's link, at least in the first part. Historically, just thinking about Mishkav Zachar in Tanakh, it's always associated with behavior, right, that is extreme. Right, we know the Dor HaMabul, the Medrash talks about, we're involved in Mishkav Zachar. Sodom, right, a few weeks ago's Parsha, what do they say? They say to Lot, let your guests come out. Why? Because we want to have Mishkav Zachar with them. And he says, no, I'll give you my daughters. So they're not happy. They don't want the Mishkav Zachar. Chum, according to one opinion, that Rashi quotes, what did Chum do to Noah? Either just he was Magal, is why did he get so upset? He cursed him. Just because he laughed? Chazal say that no, either he was Masaris him, or he was Rovo, he was with him, Mishkav Zachar. The Gemara says in Masechet Sotah, Daf Yud Gimel, that Potiphar wanted Yosef for Mishkav Zachar. And God punished him and it was Masaris him and made him impotent so that he wouldn't be able to do anything with Yosef. So generally, throughout Tanakh, it's associated with Sodom and Mabul. There's one time in Tanakh that it is associated with Jews. And that's the story in the end of Sefer Shoftim, in terms of Shevet Binyamin, the story, tragic story of Pilegesh Begiva, when they first go to the man, and they are involved. Also, almost a parallel lashon that's used by Stom is used at the end of Shoftim, and there they are also involved in Mishkav Zachar as well. Okay, but either way, this, the chinuch, is, links this iser to hashchasas zera, which, according to Ruba, the Ruba of the poskim, is an iser d'araisa. The problem with this pshat is threefold. Number one, the iser of Mishkav Zachar applies even if the man is never motzi zera. Even if he's just physically involved in the act, bekir of basar, even without hashchasa zera, it's still aser d'araisa. It's still aser mishum mishkav zachar. That's number one. So you can't say that the iser is purely because of the hashchasa zera element. Number one. Number two, according to adding on to problem number one, hashchasa zera levatol is not chayiv misa, at least b'day adam. Not chayiv misa. And here by Mishkav Zachar, as we'll see, the chinuch is going to say at the end, there's a chayiv misa. So number two, it can't be related to hashchasa zera purely. Number one is even if there is no zera. Number two, there's a different punishment. Number three, most poskim assume, and there's a Gemara in Yevamos about this, that women are also included in this. A woman with a woman is also aser d'araisa. There's no issue of zera there. So how can you include women if it's all based on hashchasa zera levatola? So that is why Achronim and other Mefarshim add on that there is something inherently abhorrent about this Isser, about this relationship, separate from the Hashchasa Zera element. Because you see, there are three differences between the Isser of Hashchasa Zera and this Isser. It's per se, some say it's breaking the family structure, whether a person is married and they're involved in it, then for sure it's breaking the family structure. If not, maybe it's based on the Pasuk in Brachos, Alkein Yazov Avivis, Yazov Ish, Es Avivis, Imo, V'davak Be'ishto, V'hayula Basar Echad, that Pasuk, that is somewhat of an Isser Asay related to that. And that's what you even get from the word to'eva. The Gemara in Nedarim says, what does the word to'eva come from? To'e ata'ba. To'e, you're wandering from her. Meaning just the wandering itself, forgetting the zera issue. The wandering itself is something that should be abhorred. The Rav Moshe has a heart-wrenching tshuva. If you were looking in Arachayim, in Chelek Dalis, in Kuf Tezvav, the title, Tshuva L'Nichshal B'Mishkav Zachar, Rachmana Litzlan. Tshuva, somebody who was violating, wrote him a letter. How can I do tshuva? 1976, of course, this is one of the only tshuvas in Rav Moshe's tshuvas that there's no name. Malas kvod habacher hanichbat shlita shalom uvracha lizakos l'tshuva gemura. And he quotes, even though I'm very busy, I felt that I have to write to you. And he goes through the terribleness of the actions. And Rav Moshe says at the end, he says, but you've been unbelievable. You've been able to conquer, which we'll talk more about in a minute. And it's something that you should be commended for. And eitzah gedola hu limud haTorah b'iyun shu matzil v'shomer mikol harai. And he goes through this discussion. Feel free to look at it again. It's in Dalid Kuf Tezvav in Arachayim in Rav Moshe. So again, that is related to the Isser. What almost always must be emphasized in this discussion is that, as we started off with, we don't label. Yad doesn't label the person who's involved in Mishkav Zachar as an English. There's no word in Hebrew for it. No word in Hebrew to label somebody as a Mishkav Zachar. So there's an article that saw in one of the RJJ journals many years ago. We have certain labels in Yahadus. We have Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, even Mumar. This is a Mumar. A Mumar is a heretic. You could have a Mumar l'Chalal Shabbos. You could have a Mumar l'this. A Mumar l'Mishkav Zachar. But like all Mumarim, they're fully Jewish. And one has to try to bring them back and be Makari of them as much as one can. There are those that discuss, and I'm totally not getting into this right now, is this something that cannot be changed? This is a certain type of teva that one has. So that's a discussion in the psychologists and in the rabbanim. But either way, without even getting into that, you know, when there's a taiva for something, that doesn't mean one is allowed to be involved in it. You know, somebody might have a taiva, lahavdil, somebody might have a big taiva for a different avera, but it's still not allowed. You know, it might be that if a person cannot control or get therapy or whatever it might be they're going to be stuck, which is tragic. And we have to feel for the person and be involved. But it doesn't mean that they're allowed in any way. It doesn't mean that we condone any type of the behavior. It doesn't mean that we're supposed to publicize any type of behavior. Just like we don't publicize any other Avarian's behavior. We're not supposed to publicize any behavior. And a person is not proud to be a Mechalal Shabbos, and a person shouldn't be proud to be any Avarian. But again, it's an act. The To'eva is the act. It's not the person. And every Jew is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And as much as we could draw all Jews closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll just read you the Lashon. It's from It's in the RJJ Journal in volume 11, 1986. Right, he says, we no more would accept the act of murder as legitimate because the perpetrator is prone to violence than we should accept the act of homosexuality as inevitable because of the existence of biological, genetic, or environmental factors that may contribute to an individual's preference for homosexual acts. A rational individual can control himself, and no amount of apologetics, explanations, or rationalizations can change this fundamental fact. Simply put, the individual engaged in such activity is wrong in what he is doing and is held responsible for having done it. That doesn't mean that we don't feel bad and try to love and bring the person and keep him in the fold, him or her in the fold. But that is something that we always have to remember. It's not a label of the person. Rahman al-Islam, if it's a certain type of nature, we have to try to give help and therapy, whatever it is. But that is something that we always have to remember. It's along with all the other averis, you know, that that many of Klal Yisrael Rahman al-Islam are involved in. This is in that, and Be'ez Hashem, everybody should be zocha to do tshuva gemura and to be involved only in mitzvahs. Finishing up the mitzvah, says the chinuch, there's more to talk about, but let's just go towards the end. V'zos min arayish v'estabo lov kol b'nei olam b'chlal. This is one of the arayas that every person is involved in. All, Jew and non-Jew. This is included in Gili arayas of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Bein Yisrael Oshar kol shara umos. All of them. Because of our Rambam, the Rambam says even in Eved Kenani. Because Eved Kenani is either Jew or non-Jew. One of the two. Either way, they're chayav in Mishkav Zachar. Right? They're chayav, it's Asr, Mishkav Zachar. Just one or two other points, and then we will conclude. He talks about, maybe just one other point, interesting, the Chinuch mentioned in the previous paragraph about a tumtum. Tumtum, as we know, is a suffix. Suffix, ish, suffix, isha. So if a tumtum, suffix, yishbo, lefichach, asr, midrabanan, the Chinuch said in the previous paragraph. So the Minchas Chinuch, just an os yud, discusses tumtum is a suffix, drabanan. Isn't it a Savi Daraisa? A Savi Daraisa, if you Savi Daraisa, see, it gets into the Machlokes, Rambam, and Rashba, where the Savi Daraisa Lechumer is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud, starts discussing that. Again, there are many more issues, but we will stop here. But Hashem, we will continue next week. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos.